Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Everybody said, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
You know, you got to be thankful. Amen.
Line muted.
And every day we wake up, we want to be thankful. Just being thankful. The more you look around, the more thankful you should be. Amen. So I just thank God for another day, for being here. It's another opportunity. Amen. Thank God I got over. The majority of it, God has healed me. So I just thank God. It's not like it was, so it's better today than it was yesterday. So I just thank God for taking care of my body, amen. I'm still here and didn't have to go to no hospital. Didn't have to go to the doctor for that anyway. So just praise God anyway. Amen. Just thank God for being who he is. He is a healer. You know, we can say he's a healer, but that ain't all he is, amen. Hallelujah. You know, we sometimes we try to put him in a little box and just say he's this, but he's that too also. And that's why he said, I am that I am. Amen. I am who I am. I am what I am. I can be whatever I am, or I can be whatever I want to be. So thank God that he is God. Amen. And because he is God, he can be whoever he wants to be. He has all the power. Amen. And because he has all the power, he has all the authority, so he can do what he wants to do. Nobody can tell him what he can and can't do, amen. He does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants it. And we just thank God for him being faithful to us, keep us alive, give us breath each and every day. Every morning you wake up, there's new mercies every morning that we're here. So thank God for new mercies this morning, amen. Thank God for your breath this morning, amen. When you breathe the breath of life, you're breathing God. That's because you have to ask, whose breath is it? And you say, well, that's God there, amen. Well, you're breathing God there. And you don't want to be thankful and say there's no God. And then if he cut his air off, then you'll be gasping for air and saying, well, where's the air? Well, when you call on God, well, God ain't the air. Well, God creates the air. So if you're going to get some air, you got to call on God for some air or breath or whatever it is that you need to have life today. So thank God. Amen. Praise God. Someone got a scripture today? Go ahead, sister. And Brother Ray, you can give a prayer. Amen.
I'm going to read from Acts chapter 11, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
The entire of the king came up to the ears of the church.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God for that scripture. Amen. Amen. Much people was added unto the Lord, a man full of the Holy Ghost and the grace. And people were added to the Lord. That's what we want to see. We want to see people added to the Lord. Amen. Anyone else got a prayer? Well, you can. Well, amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Father God, we just come before the throne of grace right now. All of our concerns, lay our concerns, needs, expectations. Lord, all the things that's going on in the world, and Lord, we just pray, lay our strength at your feet, Father God. You said that we can cast our cares upon you.
Yes, Lord.
You care for us. We thank you right now, God, for life this morning. We thank you for those that are awake this morning, Lord, another opportunity that you have given to, Lord, to come to you. You said, Lord, you caused these things to happen and you still haven't returned unto me. And so, God, I thank you for those that our hearts are being turned around, minds are being changed, Father God. And they'll be looking at you, the authenticity of our faith. And we thank you right now that those that are not in the faith that will come receive the faith of God. Those that are in the faith that will come out of it. So God, help our children today come out of the world, that they will ask, what must I do today? And we thank you right now, Father God, that many will ask that question, Father God, that quote, that scripture, and Lord, that our gospel be not lost today, but to be lost, you said, to be lost from the, if it be hidden, it be lost from the lost. And so we want the lost to be found today by your word. And God, that they would endure and take your word today, Father, your truth, not the world's truth. And so we thank you right now. Bless each and every one here. Bless each and every one online, Facebook, wherever they may be, Father God. Your arms are not too short to reach them. And so, God, help those in the hospital. Thank God for recovery. Thank God for boots over our heads, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, and food on our table, money in our pocket, Father God, that you have given us. Thank you for businesses. Thank you for, Lord, for just everything that you have done for us, for the cross up until now. And God, most of all, thank you for saving us, so that many people will become saved in the mighty name of Jesus. We be careful to give you the praise, honor, and the glory, but it is Richard in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We just want to thank God, you know, for the weekend. Amen. Out of everything that went on the weekend, anyone got any testimonies, praise report about? Y'all, Saturday, Sunday, last Sunday evening, got a testimony? How you enjoyed it? You enjoyed it? You enjoyed it very good? Amen. It was good? Amen. It was uplifting? Amen. Praise God. Well, we men, we're gonna have us one. Praise God. We're not just going to let y'all just do it all by yourself. Amen. The men going to get together and we're going to have one also. Amen. Well, we're going to wait on the Lord. It's all right. Praise God. We're waiting on the Lord. We're going to be of good courage. Amen. And he's going to renew our strength also. Amen. So praise God for the strength being renewed, everybody being renewed. Blessings was upon it, and amen, I heard all the good things, and I said, well, I wasn't here, but I'm glad that I heard about it anyway. Throw it online, so thank Prevost for putting it online. So give Prevost a hand for standing in there, amen. Praise God. Amen. He stood in there and got it all taped down and recorded, so I just thank God for that. Amen. So, ain't nobody got a testimony? Got a praise report? Go ahead, sister.
I just want to thank God for a brand new day. I just want to thank God, you know, for this life, health, and strength in my body. I just thank God, you know, for my husband and my children, all of my children. I thank God for all of my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I just thank God for each and every one here today. I just thank everyone online and Facebook Live. I just thank everybody that went through the weather and nobody get hurt. I don't know all my little person talking about, but I know all of my family saved, and I just thank God for that. And I thank God, you know, that, you know, we need the snow and we need the sunshine. I just think that he give us, we need it. And I just thank God, you know, just for his Holy Spirit. And I just thank you,
Lord,
you gave me the Holy Ghost. I just thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Line unmuted.
Just bringing back my call that you're coming to do, become an intercessor. I need to get back there. And I want to get back there. I'm craving to get back there. But, you know, sometimes it's hard when you stop doing something. It's hard to press forward again. But I just thank him, you know, just for being a good God, being an awesome God, being a mighty and holy God, and being the only true and living God. We know if God gets brutal, he gets set there, he doesn't move, he don't do anything. You know, and I think you're wishing something that don't even move. It's sit there. He don't talk to you. He don't move. You know, and it's something made for something God made. He made something. And, you know, I just don't think y'all that he made the trees and he made the sun, the sky, all that stuff. You know, he made everything.
Hey, man.
You know, so you bow down to stuff that he made. That's why I never put up with his mind. I just think God, you know, that. You know, world, the dome of the world, the people in the world, are getting wicked and wicked every day. And, you know, and it's, everything just not is right, wrong is right, and, you know, just homosexual is right now, and it's, you know, out there, nobody, everybody came out the closet now. You know, and I'm on TV, I said, what? He's homosexual? And you don't want one?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You know, I was in news one day. He said, "My husband." I said, "What?" Oh my God! You know, it's just so simple now. And I just thank God I know that I'm not out there in that world any longer. And I just thank God just for being God. And I just know this. I praise Him. I love Him, and He loves me. He loves me first, and I love Him back. So. I just thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's thank God. Amen. That God's good. Amen. But we're not going to worry. We're not the one who's going to sit and be worried about things that's going on. Amen. All we can do is pray about it. All God tells us to do is just pray. Amen. Mm-hmm. And don't just pray about it. Don't worry about it. Just pray about it. If you pray about it, I'll take care of what's going on. That's all we got to do. Just pray about it. Amen. And so that's what we get back into. We said, you get back into a place, you know, he did say, my house shall be called the house of prayer. And I think that God wants to go back and get back in his house because his house has become something other than what he called it to be. Amen. And so we just, the church body and all of us, we just got to get back to doing what he called us to do and realize that we are the priesthood. We are the priests. And God left us here to be a priest, amen, unto the people. And when we get back being the priest, we'll start offering up sacrifices for the people. And that's what a priest does. The priest is the one who stands in the gap and make up the hedge. And then if we want to really experience our righteousness in God, you know, people who pray and intercessors, they're the one who's executing righteousness. In God. They execute judgment in God. So if you really want, when we talk about we serving God, just coming to church. When we just come to church is not serving God. Because you're coming here for your benefit now. But when we pray, you're not praying for your benefit, but you're praying that something might be done to benefit God. Amen. Or benefit your neighbor, benefit your brother, your sister. You know, that is why when you pray, you catch people who are into intercessory prayer, praise God. Those are the people who are executing judgment. Those are the people who are standing in the gap. Because God never wanted anyone to perish. God don't want to kill nobody. God never wanted to destroy anyone. You know, if God had wanted to destroy us, he could have just waved his hand and everybody had been wiped off the face of the earth. Why would God go through all of that he went through to have a son to be born named Jesus Christ? Have him to be born, come here, live, be beat, be stoned, thorned and killed, all of that. If he still wanted to kill you, why would he go through all that if he wanted to kill you? I don't know why the world thinks God hates him. Well, the only thing God has ever tried to do is display the love for us. Amen. That's all. God just wants to show you that he loves us. Amen. God don't want to destroy us. God loves the sinner. Amen. He don't love the sin, but he loves the sinner person. Amen. He loves the sinner man. No matter who you are and what you're doing, God loves that person. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing you're going through, or nothing you've been through that God can't do something about. Amen. Amen. He has the power. He has the might. Amen. He has the know-how. Because if he created you, who knows more about you than God? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God wants to save all of us. In other words, we know everybody ain't going to be saved, but his purpose was that we all could be. Mm-hmm. In other words, he made a way for all of us to make it. Amen.
Right.
If God wanted us to continue in sin, he could have left Jesus where he was. Amen. And so when we come, we say we're going to get saved. You know, when we get saved, we say, well, I'm going to get saved. Well, you get saved, where are you going to get saved from? Well, what is it about your life that needs to change? There must be something about your life that needs to change. You say everything, huh? And so we need to get saved. I mean, if a person in sin, in abomination, or in sin, or whatever he is, well, why would you come to Jesus to get saved and then continue in that same thing that you were in when you came to him? you could just stay, you just keep doing what you're doing and stay the same way you are if there's not going to be any change in your life. Come on, so there must be some change in your life, amen. Huh? Yeah, you got to be some change, amen. You can't be the same. You can't keep doing the same thing, amen. Amen. And then expecting different results. Amen. Praise God. You can't keep living in sin and expecting to get all the blessing of righteousness. Amen. You know that just don't make a lot of sense. That he loved us so that we do better.
Amen.
You know, if I'm not doing better than I was doing, I need to go back and kind of check myself out to see what am I doing wrong. There's no need to go back and try to check God out. You know, everybody want to blame God for everything, but when we can't put the blame on God, God has showed us the way. He done made the way. He done showed us the way. He done walked the way. He done did everything for us so that things can be better. And then if it's not going to better, then we need to go back and check and see, where did I get off at? Where did I go wrong? Amen. Did I make the wrong turn? You know how when you're going somewhere, sometimes we are traveling, you know. It is a journey, we say, amen. And because this is a journey, we know we're headed somewhere. We know the road, the pathway has already been laid, amen.
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 And because the pathway has already been laid and the road has already been made so that we can reach heaven, but sometimes, you know, when we're traveling, we make wrong turns sometimes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And when we make a wrong turn sometimes, we need to go back and see, where do we get off at? Amen. Amen. Let me see. Hebrew 13, Sister Faith. Maybe 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 13 there. Let me go there. Hebrew 13:5. I just want to talk about, amen. We need to, I think I want to talk about, examine yourself,
amen.
Examine yourself. Because sometimes, you know, the reason we have to examine ourselves, we have to examine ourselves to see is anything wrong. 13:5.
Examine yourself.
Uh-huh.
Will you be in the faith? Through your own self.
Uh-huh.
Know ye not your own self.
Yes.
How that Jesus Christ is in you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, what did you say? Do what?
Examine yourself.
Examine yourself, amen. To see whether or not we be in the faith, amen. That's the thing, we have to start go around looking at ourselves sometimes. Not pointing the finger at somebody else, but point some finger at yourself. Examine yourself to see whether or not you be in the faith. It didn't say check out to see whether somebody else was in the faith. But you got to check out yourself sometimes. You know, we always examining other people. But then sometimes we got to come back and examine ourselves to see where we at. Am I in the right place? Amen. Am I doing the right thing? Amen. Am I going the right direction? Amen. Am I doing what God called me to do? Let me examine myself to see, am I doing what God called me to do? So that's the first thing I got to check. I got to check out myself.
Amen.
You see, everybody loves to judge others, but not themselves. Amen. Everybody like to label everybody else, but don't put no label on yourself. Amen. Huh? Everybody always want to show you where you weak at, and always want to show you where you showing at, and show you what you haven't done. But sometimes we need to just examine ourselves to see whether or not we are still in the faith. Are we in the faith?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, if I'm supposed to be a person that when we say we know what God called us to do, amen, and we say that we are walking in righteousness, but am I doing the righteousness that God called me to do? I need to go back and examine myself to see, am I fulfilling the righteous calling of God? Amen.
Amen.
I was looking at Ezekiel, I think it's 20 and 33. Amen. How about examination here? Ezekiel 20 and 33. You can go there, Sister Faye. But we want to talk about examining yourself because, you see, a lot of us still don't know exactly all that God called us to do. Mm-hmm. And everybody running around say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I was called to do. I know I wasn't just called to come to church, but I know there's more. There must be more to me than that, amen. It must be more than me to come sit on the bench, but you got to realize, examine yourself to see all you doing.
Yeah.
20 and 33. We just talk about examine yourself because this is part of whenever you say we have a priestly duty. And I think Peter said we're kings and priests unto God, amen. But if we are king and a priest, I got to examine myself to see, am I fulfilling the priestly duty? 20 and 33.
Yes, Liam, the Lord God.
Let me see. Go ahead.
Cure you with a mighty hand, with outstretched arms, with fruit pour out, where I rule over you.
That's not the one to say. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's start 30 and 22 then. I wanted to get there because I was talking about looking at where we are, see who we are. We got to look and know what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? If we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, how can we do what we're supposed to be doing if we don't really know what we're supposed to do? Start at Ezekiel 33 and 10. Let's read down to verse 11. Because I'm going to examine myself to see whether or not I'm doing the work that God called me to do. Notice what God said there. Verse 10 and 11.
Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel.
Yes.
Let me speak, saying,
is
your vision and your sin be upon you, and we pine away in them until we then live. Say unto them, I live, said the Lord God.
Yeah.
I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked.
What did God say? I have no pleasure in the what?
The death of the wicked.
If God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, amen. But what God wanted, because he don't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, then God needed somebody to what? To stand in the gap before him. That's what it's written. Ezekiel 20 and 30, Sister Faye. And see, that's what we're supposed to be doing, and we don't realize that's what we were called to do. So I got to examine myself to see, am I doing that, amen? Have you ever asked yourself, am I praying for everybody else? And I'm just praying for myself, amen. Huh? You know, when we talk about am I walking in the fruit of love? To walk in the fruit of love, the Bible said faith working by love, amen. And because faith working by love, that whatever it is that I'm doing it because of love, amen. I'm doing it because I love God. I'm doing it because I love my neighbor. I got to make sure I'm producing some fruit not just got fruit with my mouth, not just saying it with my mouth, but if I'm doing this from my heart, amen, when you're praying for somebody, you're praying from your heart because of the love you have in your heart for them, amen. And then, see, I got to examine myself to see if my heart right.
Amen.
Is my heart right before God? Is my heart right before my neighbor? Is my heart right before my brother, amen? I got to check myself out, amen, to see is my heart, are my motives right?
Right.
Even though I'm serving God, but are my motives right, amen?
Amen.
Am I doing it for the right reason?
Yes.
If I'm doing it just to be seen, everybody can talk about me doing it, or am I doing it because of the love that's in my heart, amen? But do I have right motives in what I do? See, a lot of us do a lot of things, but the motives ain't right, amen.
Amen.
Yeah? We want to be exalted. We want to be seen. We want to be made known. You see, it's not the people. I think when it comes to God giving his rewards, amen, you know, and it's going to be that brother that thinks that, he got a 10,000-member church, and when God comes to give his rewards, the old brother going to be coming up with his check all stuck out, you know, thinking about, well, I had a 30,000-member, and then God said, well, I want to give the blessing out for the person that raised up the certain church, amen? And then the brother preacher who thought that he was the one that was causing everything to happen, and then God going to call the little old woman that was sitting back in the back of the church that prayed all the time.
Amen.
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 She was the person that was interceding all the time. She was the person that nobody paid no attention to.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
She was the person, you know, she didn't dress that well, amen, and she act kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought she was kind of crazy, but she prayed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, she was sitting back giving birth to spiritual children in the spirit in the back of the church. And the only reason the church was filling up, see, a lot of the church was being filled up. It ain't filled up because of the preacher now, amen. It's filled up because they got some praying saints, amen. We got some people that don't mind praying, amen. The people who check themselves out to make sure they're doing all that they can do to make sure that somebody's being born in the church. Because if nobody's getting pregnant, there's no babies coming forth, amen. So we got to get pregnant with the word of God, amen. How can any children be come forth and be here if nobody's giving birth to them? The seed is out, but there's nobody giving birth.
Amen.
So you got to examine yourself to see if you're doing what you're supposed to do. You know, if I look around and other things are not like I want them to be, do I complain about it or do I pray about it? Things are not going the way I want them to go. Do I just complain about it or do I pray about it? See, God gave us the ability to pray. He gave us the ability. See, when we talk about having communication with God, God gave us a mouth. The reason God used word because he gave us a mouth so that we can communicate with one another. So we can talk to him and so he can talk to us, amen. And this is how we come together in communication with God, become on oneness with God, because when we pray to God, we're talking to God, and so God wants us to communicate with him. You see, I've got to check myself to see, am I in communication with God?
Amen.
Got to check myself out, amen. And nobody else going to be doing it, because how do they say, if I judge myself, I don't have to worry about being judged by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Look, 22 and 30, Sister Paige. Notice what God says here. This is what God was looking for. The person that God was looking for. See, everybody thought he was looking for the preachers. He had preachers and priests at the time. You know, he had the prophets and everything, but he was looking for somebody to pray. You know, we always wonder why they called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. He was called the weeping prophet because he was always weeping for the people. Read on.
And I sought a man among them.
I was looking for somebody. So come on, you want to be that somebody today?
Yes.
God said, I'm looking for somebody. Huh? I'm looking for somebody. Who would do what? That should make up the hedge. Well, make up the hedge. You know, when you put a hedge around something, you put up a wall, you know, so can't get to them. Or you put up a fence around somebody to protect them, you know. In other words, you see, we have to realize that God called us to be a fence of protection around other people. Jesus, what Jesus did to us?
Amen.
He said, I'm your buckle, I'm your shield, I'm your high tower, amen. I'll protect you, I'll save you, I'll comfort you, I'll keep you away from the hand of the enemy, I won't let the enemy destroy you. Isn't that what Jesus is to us? Yeah. And whatever Jesus is to us, he said, I want you to be that to somebody else. Mm-hmm. See, that's what you were called to do. You need to check yourself to see whether or not you're being a help to somebody else. Is it only just about me?
Mm-hmm.
I thought for a man to do what?
And on them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land.
No, what he's saying. I need somebody to be standing in the gap before me. God said, you're standing before me. Now, wait a minute, God. Aren't you the judge? He's the punisher too, ain't he?
Amen.
He's the one passed down the sentence. And then he turns around and says, look, I don't want to do that to you. I don't want to do that to your brother. I don't want to destroy nobody, amen. I don't want to destroy the homosexual. I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill the lesbians, amen.
Amen.
I don't want to kill the wicked. Will somebody stand before me and plead for them? So wait a minute, Lord. Aren't you the one that's going to judge it? He said, yeah, but I want somebody to stand in. See, when you plead to call for somebody, you can find some reason for him not to do it. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
You find a reason for him not to do it. I'm trying to tell you the blood of Jesus can be a reason. Hallelujah. Father, save that person, God. Amen. Don't destroy them, Lord. Look at the blood of Jesus, Father, and have mercy on it. Have mercy on that sister there. Have mercy on that person over there, Lord. Have mercy on the sinner. Have mercy on the wicked. Those down under the bridge, have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy. I don't care if they're on drugs or not. Have mercy on them. You see, you're pleading the cause because of the blood of Jesus. You can say, has not the blood of Jesus covered their sins? So you don't have to destroy them, God. See, he's also full of compassion to you, amen? He's also a loving God. He's not a God that wants to destroy anybody.
That's right, amen.
We just think he just wants to go throw everybody into the pond, amen? He don't want to put you in the pond. God wants to save you, and he made a way so you can be saved. So when we see people going through, amen, it is our duty to check ourselves out and make sure we've done everything necessary so that person won't go where you think they're going.
Mm-hmm.
You've been like a lawyer for them. You know, that's what a lawyer does, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
A lawyer gets their case and takes their case and stand there and plead. You know, when we practice, you know how you come up sometimes and somebody need get hands laid on for somebody else? They're standing in the gap. You pray for them, and then God work over there. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
See, every time you make a prayer request for somebody, you're standing in the gap for the person. Amen?
Amen.
That's why you should make prayer requests, because they let God know that you're concerned enough about your brother to ask help for him. If you see somebody in a condition and you don't have enough love in your heart to want to do nothing for them, is that love? Are you portraying the fruits of love in your heart? You need to check yourself. You got to check your love out, amen. You know, if you got a sister or brother, amen, you got a sister or brother that's going through something, and y'all have gotten into it, amen, and you still hate them, and then you want to come before God, don't you think you need to check yourself out first? How can you come before God with hate in your heart against your neighbor and then asking favor from him? Amen. But we got to examine ourselves, amen. Is it because we might be out of the faith? You might think you're in, but you could be out, amen. Huh? And if you're not concerned about anyone, then you must not be in the faith. You can't be in the faith of God and not be concerned about other people. You can't be in the faith of God and then not be concerned about the lost, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? You can't be that because God is that. If God is that, if I'm going to be what God is, then I'm supposed to be trying to do what God is doing.
Amen.
Amen. To me and God must be on different, is it different wavelengths or whatever? Because we're not after the same thing, amen. Amen. See, we always wonder, why did God say, I sought for David, a man after my own heart, in the book of Samuel. I sought for David, a man after my own heart. That he and David, they were together. David cared about the people, and God cared about the people. And God wanted somebody that was just like him that was going to care about the people, amen. Don't care about folks. Let's put it like that. They're going to care about folks, amen. They was people, amen. You see, you can't say that you have the heart of God and not to be a people's person. Because God has always been about what? His people, amen. And he said right here, I wanted somebody to stand in the gap so I won't have to destroy it. That's how much I love him. I know I've got to punish him because I'm God. I have to carry out my law, amen. If I don't carry out my law, I refuse. Then that's when I refuse to be God, and God is not going to refuse to be himself, amen. Now, that sounds kind of crazy, don't it, amen? But God made judgment, and then he don't follow his own judgment. He don't want to do that. He don't want to do that. But he said, I am a God of compassion, full of compassion. I'm full of love, amen. I'm full of mercy, amen. Amen. My anger is just for a moment, amen, but my loving kindness is everlasting, amen. I might get mad just for a little while. I might spank you just for a little while, but sooner or later, I'm going to turn that thing back around, and I'm going to love you just the way a father would do his child. God is just like that, amen.
Amen.
I spank you because I know I need to correct you.
Yes.
But after I correct you, I'm going to turn around and love you. And the reason I correct you because I didn't want to see you go that direction, amen. I didn't want to see you do what you did. So I loved you enough not to let you go on, walk off the bridge, amen, walk off the cliff, amen, and kill yourself. What kind of love would I be showing if I allowed my child to walk off a cliff and not be there for them? How is that love you can allow somebody to go on to the pond? And then not try to stand in the gap and try to save them. Is that love? Come on, say, I got to examine myself, amen. Because if I love them, I'm going to stand in the gap for them. I'm going to pray for them. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to fast for them every now and then, amen. Because what? You see, sometimes we're not in the faith, because sometimes our God become our belly.
Amen.
Your belly become your God, amen. Huh?
Yes.
And you love your belly more than you love God. And so what we do, rather than to go after the things of God, we go after the food that we would eat. I wrestle with that all the time, amen. I know y'all don't. I wrestle with him sometimes, boy. He'll not be this wrestler. I'm going to fast. And he said, no, you ain't. Said, yeah, I am. And no, you ain't. And then Jay shall come home and cook that day. I said, rebuke the devil. I rebuke the devil. And the scent starts smelling good. And here I am, I'm wrestling with the God. Amen.
Amen.
See, we got to be careful about that. And realize that if God's going to be God, you let him be God, amen. If your belly going to be God, you let the belly be God. But you got to show your belly sometime who's in charge. This is why Paul said, I got to bring my body under subjection, amen. that I don't want to preach to everybody else and tell everybody else about how good God is, and then I myself be a castaway is because I gave in to my belly.
Amen.
I was more concerned about my belly than I was a thing for God.
Amen.
I know y'all ain't guilty, amen. Amen. None of y'all guilty. We call it 3-day fast. Everybody makes it. Let me stop lying. Because I'm up here lying, because I know a lot of you don't. You get past 12 o'clock, amen. You're doing good then. But Dad, I made past 12. Hallelujah. Amen. But Pastor, I made it to 1 o'clock. But what is happening now? See, if you really look at it, the truth about it is that shows you right there who's got more power in your life. We don't think about it that way, amen. Who their God is their belly, and they foaming out of their shame is because they didn't check themselves, amen. Y'all with me, amen? Your God become your belly is your God, amen. In other words, your appetite. What you got appetite for? Whatever kind of food you like, amen. What you like. Your taste bud will always jump up for your other God, amen. That shows you when you're walking in the flesh, amen. Huh? We got to examine ourselves, amen. That's what I'm trying to say. You got to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Well, when God calls for it, amen, can you do it if God calls for you? Now, if God calls us to fast a day or so, amen, and then if we can't fast that day, what if the next day God was going to show up the next day? And he said, well, you followed that other God, so you go on with him. When we're doing it by faith, we're supposed to be able to do it now. Whenever it asks to do, amen. Whatever God asking you to do, you're supposed to be able to do it now. We're not supposed to have to wait to get ready. We're supposed to be able to do it now, amen. And so we got to start getting in practice, amen. Amen. Of keeping ourselves in check. Because if we don't keep ourselves in check, nobody else gonna keep you in check. That's why when they said, well, y'all fast at 12, you fast a day, or you pray tonight, that's why he's trying to get you ready for what's coming down the line. You see, something comes. Well, what if it came to time you have to wait 3 days before you eat? Because the devil gonna give you the mark. And you have to be able to fast 3 days in order to make it.
Amen.
Well, do you think you would make it? Now you couldn't make it. You were trying to say you couldn't make it that 12 hours. But here's now, he got you on a 3 day before you eat again, and he's going to feed you on the third day. But you got to be able to wait on the Lord and be of good courage for 3 days until he shows up. Have you checked yourself out to see can you do it? Have you tried it lately to see if you can do it? See, that's how we examine yourself because, you know, anytime you examine yourself, you know, it's almost like a soldier, you know, when they get ready to go out to run or whatever, they say they put that 100 pounds on it. I don't know if I would have made it. But they put that 100 pound of gear on your back and you got to run 5 miles with it, amen. And they tell you, we're not doing that because you're going to face that right now at the moment. But I want you to get exercise and start doing this so when the time comes, you'll be able to do that if your life depended on it. See, there's going to come a time in these last days, your life going to depend on whether or not you can do what God asks you to do in order to be able to make it. It's going to come that day. But you got to be in the faith to do it, amen.
Amen.
When we look at that, we always think about the Hebrew boys, amen, they had to be in the faith. If they had been in the faith, they wouldn't have been able to do what they did.
Amen.
They wouldn't have been able to go through the fire, the test. They wouldn't have been able to go through the trouble they went through if they had not already been practicing that they weren't going to bow.
Amen.
they got themselves in check. And so when the time comes, well, if you're going to put us in the fire, if that's what you're going to do, my faith is strong. Even if he don't deliver me, I know he's able. Amen. Huh? Amen? Amen. See, we got to be able to keep our faith. See if we're in the faith. We got to start exercising faith in little small things so that's what? They can build up, baby, so they can build. We got to build our faith. Amen. This is why the Bible said, build up your most holy faith. What? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude verse 20, I believe what it is. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And so if we don't start practicing now, how's your faith ever going to come up to a level where that you can resist the devil? If you can't resist yourself right now, how are you going to resist some devil when he comes? So you have to realize that God gave you the power, amen. You got the Holy Ghost, amen. Being that he gave you the Holy Ghost, he gave you the ability to resist the devil, amen. He said you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you, amen. Being that he gave you the Holy Ghost. He gave you the power to what? Tread over serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy, amen. He gave you the power to be able to do it. You're not weak. We're not weak people. You have the power to resist the devil. Have the power to rebuke the devil. You have the power to tell the devil where to go, amen. You don't have no business playing in your mind. When you got the ability to tell him to go. You say, well, I don't want to tell him. Well, you keep him there. Amen. Praise God. You know what I'm trying to say? You can't talk. You can't speak with your mouth. What does the Bible say? What does faith say? Faith says, say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And it'll come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
The Hebrews believed that God would deliver them out of the furnace. They said it first, didn't they? They believed it, right? And then at that time, when they got into the furnace, it was three of them in there, and all of a sudden the king see four in there. Jesus got in the furnace with you. See, well, when you speak the word, amen, whatever circumstance and situation you're going through, God will get in the furnace with you. Amen? Come on. I say God will get in the furnace with you, amen. If you believe God, he's always there to whip you, to help you, to lift you up. He never leaves you by yourself. You're never by yourself. Never. I saw 91 that the angel will take charge over you, keep you in all your ways, lest you dash a foot against your stone. You always got the angels around you at all times, amen. You just got to believe that they're there, amen. Just because you can't see them does not mean that they are not there. This is why we don't walk by sight with our natural eye, because I can't see it with my natural eye, but I can't believe it through the word of God, my mind, that the angels are always with me. You see, that is why you got to keep yourself checked out of your faith to see whether or not do I believe that I got angels surrounding me. Well, how do I check it out? I have to go to the word and see. Do I have angels? Psalms 91 says they got some. The book of Hebrews chapter 2 say, what? Are not they ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those that are heirs of salvation? How am I heir of salvation? I got to recognize who I am. And because I'm an heir of salvation, amen, the angels are with me. The Holy Ghost is with me. How does Psalm 23 say, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll be with me. How long? How long will he be with me? Amen. I've got to check myself to see do I believe that. Have you checked your faith out lately? You know, every now and then you need to go back and, you know how you do. When you got some money in your pocket, you got a dollar in your pocket, and sometimes every now and then you go back and check and see if it's still there because you may have lost today, man. Praise God. I got a 50 cents piece here, and I've been keeping it for a while, amen. And every now and then I have to go back in my pocket to see if it's still there. Amen. Because sometimes you lose some things and you don't realize you lost it until you need it. Huh?
Amen.
Huh? This is why we should always be in touch with God, because sometimes we could have been a lost them and don't realize where we lost them at, and then we need to go back and find them, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? So sometimes, you know, because we went to sleep on the way, we did like Samson, amen. Samson went to sleep in Delilah's lap, amen. And he kept playing around in fornication and adultery, amen. He kept playing around in it, amen. And even though God, he had all the power, amen. He had all the might that God had given him, but he kept playing around with sin.
Amen.
And he kept playing around with sin and laid his head in Delilah's lap. And then when Delilah says, the Philistine be upon you, Samson, he jumped up and he thought he had it, and then the rope didn't break that time.
Amen.
See, that's what he's trying to say. We can put our head in the lap of our flesh sometimes, and we can put our head in it because our flesh is, you know, the heart is desperate, wicked above everything, amen. Who can know it? Well, we can put our head in there, and all of a sudden, when we need something, we jump up and thought we had it like we had it the last time, and all of a sudden, he knew not that the spirit had departed from him because, you see, he just thought it was going to be just like all the other times. All the other time, they came to Samson and said, ah, the Philistine be upon you. No matter what kind of rope they put on him, he just, it just broke it, amen, because, you see, he was in faith at that time, amen. And faith was working. There's a lot of times you have situations and problems in your life. Every time you had the problem, you call out to God, and it just broke and went away.
Amen.
And he went back again, amen. They tied some cords, and then they had the little thing, whatever. They tied all that around him. Samson, the Philistine be upon you. He just jumped up. But you see, what Delilah did, she got to his heart. That's why it said, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Because out of your heart are what? The issues of life, amen. Don't let bitterness and envy and strife, don't let that get in your heart, amen. Because, you see, if you allow that stuff to hang around, you need to check your faith out because that's not part of the Spirit of God, amen. Amen. Those are not what we call it, the fruit of the Spirit. See, if the fruit of the Spirit is not in your heart, you need to check it out and make sure you get everything out. Unforgiveness. If somebody did something to you, don't hang around with that. Get rid of that stuff today.
Amen.
I don't care how long it be. Cleanse your heart, you sinners, amen, and you're double-minded, amen. He said, cleanse yourself up. It's because, you know, you got to check your faith. If some of that stuff is in your heart, then your faith is not right. Don't be like Samson. He just, what's wrong, Samson? I'm still bound. Yep, well, I got you. That's what the devil tell you, amen. Because when you jump up, when he pulls you down into all his unforgiveness and bitterness and sin and get you to doing all these things, get you to turn your back on God, he's just trying to kill you. Get you separated from the word of God. Ain't nobody more lovely than God. And how can you let something talk you into not wanting the love of God? How can you let something get into your mind and tell you something like that? Amen. Huh? Get you to renounce your faith. Amen. Get you to renounce your faith. I don't believe in no God. Why? Hey, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. Well, you didn't do that either. Do you know obedience constitutes obedience? Do you know God asked you to do something so he'll do something? What does he say? Ask and what? Shall be given, amen. No. And the only time you seek him is when you need something. While things was going good, what you was doing? While everything was going right, what was you doing? When you had plenty, what was going on?
Everything, you
didn't need him then. So that's why, see, God don't want to be a God just come. I mean, he does work that way, but he just don't want to be somebody to call on just because you need him. He also wants to be loved. He also wants to be there when you don't need him, amen. He wants you to talk to him when you don't need him, you know, amen. Ain't that right, Sister Faith? You need to talk to me when you don't need me, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not just call on me when you need me, but just call on me when you don't need me, amen. Love me when you don't need me, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? Amen. And so when we get like that, then when you need me, I'll be there. we have to have some humor about this. Ain't God the same way, amen? But when you love God and you're on him, and then whenever you call on him, he says, here I am. Praise God. I'm trying to say, check your faith, amen. You get what I'm trying to say? Check your faith out. God is, you know, God made me in his image, amen.
Amen.
And so if God made me in his image, whatever it is that I did, I like, God must like it too. I just got to be right in doing it, what he liked, but he liked the same thing I like, amen.
Amen.
Amen. He likes the same thing you like. He likes to see you happy, amen.
Amen.
He wants to see your life fulfilled. God wants everything for you. He did everything so you can have everything, amen. What did Peter say? He's given us all things according to life and godliness.
Amen.
Peter chapter 1. And if he's given us all things according to life and godliness, that means that what? I got everything I need. He said, you just got to ask for it. Come on, say, what is that exercise? Check your faith out. What was that? What about saying about that? 13:5. Examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13. Have you examined yourself, amen? You don't want to be just like Samson, now you examine yourself.
Amen.
And then if you're slipping out drinking, amen, I ain't talking about drinking. I said you're slipping out, mess around, and get drunk. You need to examine yourself. Jacob went out, had a party, was going to get married one night, had a party. But he went out. I know they're supposed to drink a little bit, but he wasn't supposed to get drunk, amen, at the party. And Jacob got drunk. And before he laid down and went to bed, he didn't examine his bed. he didn't examine. He, in other words, he didn't examine. His faith wasn't examined, amen. He thought, he thought he was going to bed with Rachel, and he went to bed with Leah because it must have been something he didn't examine before he laid down. I don't know if she had small, both of them had small hands. And Ray Charles would have known the difference. Ray Charles could just feel the elbow and feel the wrist and know the difference, amen. But for some reason, Jacob didn't examine his faith when he laid down that night. You see, when you're drunk in the world, when you're drunk off of this world juice, amen, you're drunk off the things of the world. You'll lay down with it before you examine it. and so a lot of us, when we get drunk off the world, we just lay down with anything because we don't examine our faith to say, you know, my faith said I don't do this, amen. My faith said I don't get involved in this, amen. My faith tells me not to get involved with a person like this, amen. My faith tells me, see, that's when you examine yourself. You know, I'm going by what I know, amen.
Mm-hmm.
My faith said, don't leave my kids over somebody's house that I don't know nothing about. Y'all know I'm strict on that, amen.
Amen.
But you spend the night. I don't know them folks. You spend the night over there. No, I don't know them. I like them. But just in the daytime, when it gets dark, cut the lights off, I got to examine them first.
Amen?
And you don't know. You don't know who these days, amen. You don't know who your neighbor is. Oh, I got some good neighbors. You better examine them. And you better call up on your phone and see. They could be a predator living next door to you, amen. So in other words, don't just make a decision without checking it out first, amen. That's all I'm trying to say. Don't just go make a decision to do things. And all your ways acknowledge the Lord and what He'll direct your path. You got to get some direction these days. You can't just be doing that. You can't be just doing things these days. Can't be just getting in debt these days. You got to check things out. Amen. Come on, give us a reverse mortgage. Come on, right back to the bank. Then when you die, your children ain't going to be able to pay it all. And the bank going to take it and say, well, we didn't want the money anyway. The house more valued than the money. Reverse mortgages and all that stuff. What are they doing? Sinking you more. Before you sign anything, examine it. Read the fine print. You know, what they call you get on your car when that new car?
Warranty.
Some extra warranty insurance. Didn't read the fine print. And when it comes time, the car broke down, it wasn't worth a nickel. I spent $1,300 on some warranty insurance because I didn't read the fine print. Wasteful. you get what I'm talking about, examining. You know, if you buy a brand new car, anyway, you know, why are you going to buy an extended warranty on the brand new car when you first get it in the first 36 months already? Let me get my $3,600 off or $50,000 first and then go get a warranty. Because I'm paying 2 years or whatever on that warranty that ain't doing no good no way. It ain't gonna be it don't kick in until after the other going off. But if you don't examine that, so you done paid 3 years in on a warranty. And so they got 3 years ahead now. They ought to be able to fix your car. I examine stuff. Fine print, amen. See, especially glass day, because they want to get you hooked up and trapped in the last day, and that way they can put more pressure on you.
Amen.
Force you into something that you don't want to do. Got to get your faith in order in this last day. It's going to be Jesus and nobody else, amen. You can't call on Biden because he's going to be crazy. I talk about my president, amen. I'm not supposed to speak evil of my leader, amen. Not supposed to speak evil of my leader, amen. Amen. You can't depend on him because he don't know whether he's going to come in, amen. Huh? You can't depend on Fauci or whatever his name is. You can't depend on because he don't know what he's lying and telling the truth. You can't depend on him. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say? You better examine your faith. Now, I need some faith to be healed by Jesus Christ, amen. By somebody laying hands on me, amen. By somebody speaking the word over me. That's the way we need to be healed in these last days, amen. Not believing in these folks that can't help you. Your CNN tell you something, Fox don't come on and say something different. Them MSNBC or whatever that is, one of them, they going to be in between both of them. They in the middle. CNN on this side, Fox on that side, the MSNBC talk about both of them. And so, and I don't know who the rest of them, you can't trust, who can you trust?
Jesus.
We've got to get in the faith, amen. We got to start believing Jesus for our healing. Start bringing Jesus for our food, said that he's going to feed us like he fed the 5,000, amen. We got to start listening to some word like that and taking time to listen to word like that so we can start believing like that so that he can work for us like that. I tell you, he'll do what his word said he would do, amen. If we'll exercise faith, he'll deliver you. So we had a lady online, you know, she had a lion demon. A lion demon, yeah. But we tell, you know, we open online, we tell it. Listen, where's that is lion demon in my mouth? I said, ooh, you said it. I said, Lord, pray for that lion demon. Come out of her mouth in the name of Jesus, amen. God been helping her mouth, amen.
Yeah.
She ain't been lying like she used to lie, amen. Because she, you know, the thing about it, she wasn't afraid to tell that she had a lying demon.
Right.
See, you can't be afraid. See, if you're going to get delivered in these last days, you can't be afraid to tell it, whatever you're going through, amen. Huh? I said, well, I got a demon I got to get rid of too, amen. And they prayed for me. They had to turn around and pray for me to get rid of my demon, amen. And so my demon gone now, amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I just got to keep him gone, amen. Praise God. He gone. I got to keep him gone, but he gone.
He gone.
Huh? Got to keep him gone, amen. They pray for me, amen. We tell it. See what you said, we tell it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
How you get delivered? That's how you get delivered. Your faith is being able to, what? Say it with your mouth so you can get delivered from it. You can't be ashamed. You know, I always tell us, Ryan, we say, well, you know, you want to know something about me? Just ask. If I did it, I'm going to say, well, yeah, I did. I can't change it if I've already did it, right? I just did it. Anyone else? Somebody want to be saved today. We don't want to leave anybody today. You need to check your faith out. You need to examine yourself today to see if you're in the faith. Because that somebody needs some prayer today, amen. We want to pray with you because we believe in God. We believe in God this year, amen. We believe in God for 22. We're going to get delivered, amen. For whatever it is we got going on, we're going to get delivered this year, amen.
Amen.
We're just going to be truthful. We're going to cleanse our heart and expose the devil. Stop him from blackmailing you. See, the one thing I found out, the devil loves to blackmail you. He likes to take your past and keep it up for you all the time. Every time you get ready to do something, I'm going to tell. If you don't send me $100, I'm going to tell what you did past night. Yeah. You don't send me $1,000. And then after you get the 100, well, she gave me 100. Well, if you don't give me $1,000, I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell your wife. I'm going to tell your wife what you did. And then now, you sweating. You ain't got $1,000. Now you got to take the grocery money and pay it to the blackmailer. Hey, man. Because you don't want to pay the blackmail. And then after you do that, then the devil going to have you to do something else. He's going to stay on you. So you may as well just go on tell it and get wait a minute, devil. Let me tell on myself. Come on, go with me. Matter of fact, devil, come on, go with me. Come on, go with me. And so you can be a witness that I told it so that you'll know I told it and everybody else will know I told it so I can get over this thing. Amen. Come on. Expose the devil. So whatever you got going on in your life, expose the devil. Amen. If nobody else, amen. We're going to quit. Thank y'all for being on Facebook this morning. Amen. Expose the devil. Tell on him so you can get delivered and get over it. God bless y'all this morning on Facebook. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody online? Amen. Any testimony, prayer request, prayer report? Amen. Anything today? Anything today? Amen. Thank God for healing her from COVID. Amen. Praise God. Got what? But thank God for getting me over this flu or whatever it was. I'm not going to call it COVID because it seems like every time you know if you got COVID. Well, he's trying to say I gave it to him now. Amen.
Praise God. He always blames me for everything. Blames me for his foot getting burned. Now he blames me for just the cold. Hey, Ben. All right, then. If y'all got anything you want to give today, we're gonna take my confession. I got to do this again because the last time I did it, oh, man, we did this. I get back home. I get a phone call. money paid back. Well, see, you didn't loan that. You didn't loan that. That was my loan now. That wasn't your loan. But I got it all back.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't loan that. I loaned that. She would have been against me loaning that, even if I loaned it. She would have been against it. Hey, amen. Praise God. Let's stand for our tithes and offer, amen. We just believe in God for it, amen. This is our confession on our tithes and offering. We got to get back to this. You know, a lot of times we got away from tithes and offering. You know, this church has always had money. Amen. And most of the people have been blessed that gives. And most everybody have good jobs or good something, whatever coming in, amen. And they was able to give. And so I just thank God for this. But so we're going to give our, as we give our tithes and offering today, amen, we're believing God for jobs and better jobs. Raises and bonuses. Open that door back there, son. Let some of the heat out. Amen. We got benefits, sales, and commissions. We got settlements, estates, and inheritance. More interest and income. Some rebates and some returns. Somebody got some money. I think that Tiffany got some money at State from Fort Worth. That she needs to collect, and Chris got some money he needs to collect, and I didn't see none on there for me. But that's what you say? Rebates and returns, amen? Amen. Some checks in the mail. Amen. Some gifts and surprises. Finding some money. Get the bills paid off. Get the debt demolished. My royalties received. Money paid back. The loan paid off. I shall be a lender and not a borrower. I shall prosper and be in health. I shall give and be blessed. It's offering time. We say what? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Careers and better careers. Amen. Thank God, thank God. That's what we believe in God for. If you'd like to give anything, y'all can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Or you can give it to PayPal, Cash App, carechurchinc@gmail.com. And if y'all want to send me something, you can send it 6327P. On Cash Out. 6327P. Cash Out. Amen. That'll get Mac Page. Amen. 6327P. Cash Out. Amen. 6237. That's the address. Address with a P on it. Amen. Any other announcement today? Bible study Wednesday night. Thank all of y'all for coming, inviting somebody to come. We appreciate you. Monday through Friday, we still be on the Word, the Holy Ghost prayer line. Got Minister Ray B.O. Monday through Friday, 8:30, 120-110-69, Monday through Saturday, dear. 120-110-69-pound. Amen. You can catch Minister Ray. I guess Minister Prevost, I guess he'll be on.
I'm going to be on tonight. Tonight at
8 p.m. He'll be on tonight at 8 p.m. 299-299 pound. Amen. Anything else going on? Oh, don't forget Sister Alexandra. Friday, 5 o'clock. 786-7473, pound, salt of the earth. Is there any more announcements? Amen. Anyone else got anything going? That's it? Amen. All right, we're going to go home then, praise God. So thank y'all for showing up today. Amen. Grands, great-grands. No, just grands. Grands, all right, amen. There's no great-grands yet, amen. Praise God. Father God, we're thankful today, Lord, for the word of God. Lord, help us to get ready. And help us, oh Lord, to strengthen our faith, oh Lord, that we might believe in you, Lord, for the things that is coming upon the world, Lord, that we might be able to stand in the evil day and the evil time. And we give you praise and glory for giving us the strength, Lord, to be able to endure the trials and the tests that are coming our way. And Lord, as we come today, we dismiss from this church and dismiss from this line. We don't go from your presence. May glory, honor, and praise be in Jesus' name. As we dismiss, we say amen, amen. God bless y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Amen, amen. Did it get too warm in here?
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the
sweetest
name.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm pretty, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
dang, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just for me, me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
You can go on, shout, praise him, do it now.